This is Daim Shabazz at Chess Drum. We're at the Chess Olympiad in Turin, Italy. We're on the rest day. After five rounds, both Russia and Armenia are tied for the lead. I have with me Grandmaster Krishna Seskaran from India. And I'm just going to ask him a few questions about Indian chess and also about the Olympiad. First of all, how are you finding the conditions here in Turin?
Well, okay, the tournament hall is quite okay, but I did not find the accommodation quite satisfactory, so we just moved out to a hotel nearby.
So, in terms of the tournament, where does India stand now?
We are 2 points behind the leader, I guess. 13 and a half, for instance, yeah. Russia is leading with 15 and a half, and then we are behind the 13 and a half. But okay, still 8 more rounds to go. But we have good chances to catch up.
Good. So the first round, India was stunned by Morocco.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were very surprised, including myself. What is the strategy going into the second half of the tournament? You all have any kind of strategy maybe to put yourself in a position for a medal?
Well, just to make as much points as possible. That's the basic strategy. But, okay, in a sense, like, we'll be, until now, okay, we not played the strongest teams right now. Okay, we're just nearing the top tables. So, I guess, when we start making more points, we'll be probably meeting the strongest teams, for instance, Russia, Armenia, probably. Stay afloat and then play these teams and then, okay, and then try to make big scores in the last few rounds.
Okay. Now, tell me something about your activities as a player. You've been on the professional scene for some time. And I know that there was a time where there was some kind of rough results for you. What are your immediate goals as a professional player?
Well, I hope to cross 2700. But okay, I'm finding it extremely difficult because I reached 2650 in 2002. That has been 4 years now. Yeah, I've been struggling here for quite some time now. Just last rating list I reached 2692, but still okay. I'm finding it difficult to maintain. I also lost some points in my last tournament in Bosnia Sarajevo. I lost about 11 points, so I need to catch up these points in Olympiad probably. Okay, just the attitude was like, okay, just stay afloat in a certain position, and then when you're in good form, just try to make the points and then go ahead.
In terms of, I guess you could say, board one player is very influential in the chess world. Does he provide influence and assistance to help you improve?
Yeah, definitely. Okay, interacting with him, like for instance, when we are analyzing together, it has been great because okay, he sees much better. Okay. So, and also some ideas, for instance. To how to work on certain openings, okay, this kind of stuff. Yeah, definitely, he's been an inspiration to us all, to the rest of the Indian players.
Also, in India has been having a lot of success in international chess. The women have done well in the past, and you have a lot of young players rising. What is the secret, or what is the method of producing all of these talented players?
Oh, it's difficult because we had a lot of open tournaments in the past, basically, and then many, many foreign grandmasters were invited to play. Okay, this year there has not been much activity somehow. Okay, I think the scene will change. Basically the main idea is just to conduct many tournaments, as many tournaments, big tournaments as possible, and then provide chances for the young players to participate with the grandmasters.
You get a lot of support from corporations or government?
From the government, yes. For instance, if you win a medal, we get a lot of support. And kind of monetary benefits. Also, the top players in the country are employed in many oil organizations. So basically, it's like I mean, they don't have to really worry about the, you know, okay, some basicness is everything has been taken care of, so we can just concentrate on chess.
Okay. Have you ever played in the States, United States?
No, not yet.
Okay. Any plans to play?
Maybe if the Global Chess Challenge, I mean, the next year maybe, if it happens. Other tournaments, well, the thing I find in the US, it's, you know, it's difficult for us to travel all the way along
the US.
Long way,
yeah, it's a long way.
And also I find the tournament formats are quite tiring because they play about 9 rounds in 5 days. I don't think I'll be able to play such.
Well, but in India they have championships of 23 rounds and 17 rounds. And
this is true, but okay, I stopped playing after 2003. I mean, for instance, in 2003, the last time I played, I had to score something like 16 and a half or 16 to maintain my rating out of 20 rounds. And then at a certain point, let's say it was the 19th round or 18th round, some certain point, I was just unable to see anything. Just my mind is blank, nothing. I'm not able to see anything. I just blended pieces. So, okay, enough.
Yeah, well, I can understand. There's a lot of complaints about those playing two rounds.
Next year, they're changing the format. They're changing into a 13 round Swiss.
One round per day, then, of course.
Yeah.
Because I know in the US, they can play two rounds in a day, and it's very difficult for a lot of players to play quality chess.
Yeah, definitely the quality gap. The game suffers a lot, actually. Mm-hmm.
So, in terms of the India, in terms of the future, when do you see India vying for maybe gold medal in the future?
Well, it depends, actually. I mean, for instance, okay, when you have players like, I mean, for instance, when you have all the 6 players about 2650 or something like that, or maybe even 2600, then you can actually go for the gold. Okay, now, right now, okay, we have only 3 players about 2650. Okay, Bishi, you can, is 20 at least, is our inspiration and everything.